Well, good news for fans of one of New Zealand's most loved root vegetables. After Cyclone Gabrielle and the disastrous 2023 season, Northland's current crop of kumara is the best growers have seen in years. Our reporter Peter de Graaf checks out the harvest.
In the pancake flat fields around Dargaville, the kumara harvest is coming to an end. And for the first time in years, growers like Doug Nilsson are smiling. He's just filled almost 3,000 bins with tasty sweet potatoes. Last year, he sold fewer than 30 bins after losing 99% of his crop.
Last season was a shocker. Cyclone Gabrielle, as you know, was just the last straw in a really bad growing year. Come off the back of a record wet winter, really wet, difficult planting season, and then wet summer, Cyclone Hale, Cyclone Gabrielle.
Anthony Blundell, the boss at processing company Kaipara Kumara, takes me on a tour of Mr. Nilsson's farm. He says the once-in-a-generation rainfall dumped by Cyclone Gabrielle turned much of the district into an inland sea, causing the harvest-ready crop to rot in the ground.
The water flowed over Doug's 400 or 500 acres, which included about 200 acres of kumara, so it wiped out the whole lot. The water here, we were driving along the centre race of his farm, was up to the top of the fence post. It was all just the lake.
Doug Nilsson says worker housing on his farm was also submerged.
The accommodation where we're sitting here is it was at about a metre of water through it, so that took till Christmas time to get them back into here. That's been the one bugbear, the time it takes before you can do anything, waiting for insurance. We still haven't been fully paid out.
With kumara growing one of Kaipara's biggest industries, the effects of the lost crop rippled across the district.
It affects everybody because we're at the start of the chain, so if we've got no kumaras to harvest, there's no work, that corresponds to less money spent in town. It also affects our trucking firms that cart the kumaras, nothing to cart.
This season, however, has been very different.
Completely opposite this year. The season's been a pretty good growing year. Yields are a bit lighter than average, but we've had tremendous weather and good digging conditions for harvest. Sheds full of nice kumaras, really good quality.
This year, he's also been lucky with staff, a 50-50 mix of locals and overseas workers. Out in the fields, Manson Makito from Vanuatu is sorting kumara as they're pulled from the clayey soil.
I was here during the flood, so our accommodation was flooded. Every part of here was flooded. Very typical last season, but this season was really, really, really good.
Anthony Blundell's packhouse business was also badly affected by the cyclone, and he was forced to lay off 24 people as the overall crop dropped by almost 75%. He's another local wearing a smile as the 2024 season comes to an end. But Doug Nilsson says he's not out of the woods just yet.
It's going to take a fair while. Prior to this, the disaster last year, the year before we lost money on our crop, and the year before that was barely break-even prices. Financially, our resilience had ebbed away for 2 years. We've had to borrow heavily this last year to put our crop in the ground, and it's not just going to be paid off in a year or two.
Both men say they're grateful to Kiwi shoppers who kept supporting growers during last year's tough times, even when quality was low and prices were high. Mr. Nilsson says kumara and New Zealand belong together.
It's a bit like the All Blacks. It's part of New Zealand's history, isn't it? They're treated as a tauhanga, and it's always been part of your diet. So if you've got meat and veggies on your plate and there's not a kumara amongst them, well, it's not finished, is it? You're sent a cook back to go and get a kumara.
The last of his crop was harvested on Thursday, and the overseas workers, including Manson Makito, are due to fly home today.